Fáil chugadh your Irish connection with Laura O'Brien, providing your authentic connection to Ireland with a native voice on a mix of Irish mythology, Indigenous spirituality, archaeology, history, culture, society, storytelling, and travel around the island. Get more on www.lauraobrien.ie. That's LORAOBRIEN.ie. The structure of this investigation. This investigation will first examine references to the Morrigan under various names in the glosses and glossaries in order to establish the information the compilers of these texts considered most essential about the Morrigan. Then the passages in Lár Gabhála and the Banchiennicus from which mention the Morrigan, which are genealogical in nature, will demonstrate both the Morrigan's familial relationships and the interchangeability of her many names. I will then explore the etymology of these names. Having constructed a sort of definition of the Morrigan, I will then examine her appearances narrative text by narrative text in order to construct a model of the activity she carries out. The balance of chapter 1 will examine the narratives of the mythological cycle. Chapter 2 will examine the interactions between the Morrigan and heroes, particularly in the Ulster cycle, refining and expanding the model formed in chapter 1. The Morrigan's relationships with Cú Chulainn seems contradictory. By viewing that relationship within a wider frame, by applying the model developed in this investigation, I will attempt to resolve its inconsistencies. The Washer at the Ford, a female figure portending death, and a variety of female figures who are mentors to warriors, will help illuminate the relationship between the Morrigan and heroes in general. Chapter 3 expands upon various themes developed in the earlier chapters, including Nevin's specialisation in terror, the literary use of the appearance of the Bive as a trope which signals a terrible battle, the Morrigan's role in inciting troops to battle, her powers of prophecy, and her conferring of fame and glory. This chapter also explores the available literary, archaeological, and historical evidence for a Celtic war goddess cult, a cult whose rites might hypothetically explain many of the conundrums of Morrigan lore. Chapter 4 reaches outside native Irish literature, first testing the model by comparing it to passages in medieval Irish translations of Latin texts, which feature creatures akin to the Morrigan, including the Furies and certain goddesses associated with battle. Examining how the medieval Irish translators used the Morrigan to interpret these figures, and vice versa, and how the translators altered the texts they were translating, will provide a useful verification of the model. Second, a cross-cultural comparison between the Morrigan and the Valkyries will allow us to postulate a mythic substrate which may provide a key to understanding all the evidence gathered in this investigation. End of introduction. This was an imperfect reading for accessibility purposes from War Goddess, the Morrigan and her Germano-Celtic counterparts, a dissertation by Angelique Gulermovich Epstein, read by me, Laura O'Brien, and you can find more like this at www.lauraobrien.ie. Sláinte.